This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. State lawmakers have agreed on funding levels for Colorado schools next year.
$1,000 more per kid. That's what this bill does. $1,000 more for every kid in K-12 public education in the state of Colorado.
That's Democratic Senator Jeff Bridges. While all lawmakers celebrated the increase, Republicans pushed to take more money out of reserves to finally eliminate a deficit in the education budget that has lingered since the Great Recession of 2008. Senator Barbara Kirkmeyer.
I think students deserve better and that we should be funding them, and that education should be our top priority.
The legislature's current plan calls for eliminating the education funding shortfall in next year's budget. Deaths from overdoses in Denver dropped slightly in 2022 from the prior year. CPR's John Daly reports it's the first decline in several years.
453 people died of overdoses last year, according to the city's health department. More than half of those cases involved fentanyl. Fatal overdoses from the drug rose by 3% last year, but the total number of fatal overdoses overall fell by about 4%. The city health department says deaths from overdoses in Denver may be leveling off, due in part to successful overdose prevention efforts, things like increased access to fentanyl test strips and medicine to reverse overdoses. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The city of Pueblo is soaking up some much-needed rainfall after a record-breaking downpour. The 1.4 inches of rain recorded Tuesday more than doubled the rainfall record set in April 1890. Another storm system is moving through the area, possibly bringing more rain, snow, and even hail this evening into tomorrow. This is CPR and KRCC.